Filmmaker Gus Van Sant is no stranger to controversy. His last movie, Elephant, was loosely based on the Columbine shootings. With his new movie, titled Last Days, Van Sant continues to mine reality for material. The title alludes to the last days of rock icon Kurt Cobain's life. Cobain founded Nirvana, the band that popularized this sound, grunge, born in Seattle. Kurt Cobain committed suicide in April of 1994. Andrea Shea reports on Last Days and how the movie blurs the line between fact and fiction.
A few days before Kurt Cobain took his own life, the rail-thin heroin addict fled a rehab clinic in L.A. and flew home to Seattle. The days between Cobain's return and his death were known only to him. At the time, director Gus Van Sant was editing his film To Die For in Portland, Oregon.
And I started writing little things about what I thought maybe his missing days might have been like, which I assumed weren't too out of the ordinary. I thought there was a lot of normal stuff that he probably did.
Like making Kraft macaroni and cheese, wandering through the woods behind his enormous house, and watching MTV with the volume off. The drug-addled rock star in Last Days does all of those things and not much else. Van Sant's impressionistic film moves slowly. It's nonlinear. He calls it a poetic exercise and insists it's not a biopic.
Being a story about something that is the lost few days, we have to invent it. And in doing that, it's not really about like a real person. Even though the inspiration comes from Kurt Cobain, and his name is Blake.
Throughout the film, Blake plays a cat-and-mouse game with his family, friends, a private detective, and his wife. Van Sant says Cobain is rumored to have done the same.
There's a couple of different spottings. Somebody saw him in the park next to his house. Somebody saw him at a club, maybe, you know. In my interpretation, I'm just sort of guessing when I'm showing that he's really just trying to avoid people and be by himself and maybe write a song or maybe just hide out.
Hey, Blake! Blake! Me, Donovan!
Filmmaker Gus Van Sant's reimagining of real events has raised questions. Ted Barron, a film scholar and managing director at the Harvard Film Archive, says Last Days recalls such pseudo-biographical films as Citizen Kane, based loosely on the life of William Randolph Hearst, and Sweet Smell of Success, inspired by powerful columnist Walter Winchell.
On the one hand, should you be able to just kind of take the film as a work of art and just kind of understand it as such? But because you have this referent to real life and to a real individual who, and not just any individual, I mean an individual who is, you know, had an incredible impact on people, what responsibilities does the filmmaker have to try to be as truthful as possible in representing that person?
Huge responsibilities, according to Charles Cross. He conducted hundreds of interviews for his best-selling book, Heavier Than Heaven, a biography of Kurt Cobain. His article, Duct Tape and Razor Blades, Kurt Cobain's Real Life Last Days, will be in the next issue of Q magazine. Cross hasn't seen Last Days, but says he wishes Van Sant had fictionalized somebody other than Cobain.
Part of my argument is the line between journalism, documentary, and film now seems so thin with a number of examples of recent movies, the Ray Charles bio being one great example. It's a wonderful film. It's not a great piece of biography. Over time, that does affect the reality of someone's life. It's, you know, the myth becomes more powerful and more believed than the truth. And that's where, as a biographer, at least I have to whine about that. That's my job.
Cross also thinks Van Sant is capitalizing on the fame and memory of Seattle's much-loved musician.
The idea of Gus Van Sant capitalizing off of anything seems a little absurd.
Wesley Morris is a film critic for the Boston Globe. With the exception of Good Will Hunting, Van Sant's films usually don't make a lot of money. Regardless, Morris says the director was successful and shrewd in making a mood piece that isn't explicitly about Cobain.
I mean, this really is just an experiment, and the idea that he's chosen Kurt Cobain as the vehicle for the experiment is more interesting than it is offensive. And the other thing is, which sort of gets Van Sant out of a lot of trouble, is that it's not Kurt Cobain.
But the character sure looks like Kurt Cobain. The poster for Last Days could easily be mistaken for a Nirvana publicity shot or album cover, with the character Blake in sunglasses and his long, stringy blonde hair framing his stubbled face. Film scholar Ted Barron says the power of that visual image raises another question.
Not only is it that you're basing a film on a real-life person, but you actually find someone who looks exactly like that person. Is there more at stake?
Actors in biopics are usually cast because they look something like the real-life character they're playing. While filmmaker Gus Van Sant insists Last Days isn't a biopic, actor Michael Pitt says the role made him feel an enormous sense of responsibility to Cobain, Nirvana, and the band's fans.
A lot of that feeling made me wonder whether or not I really wanted to do it.
But he did, and the actor actually had a lot of influence in creating Blake because Van Sant didn't use a script. Pitt says the director gave him something like a map with very simple directions.
Blake walks through the woods 20 minutes, and that's basically what we had to go on.
The actor says he would then improvise the scene, filling in dialogue on the spot. Van Sant says he just stands back and lets the action unfold.
It's not like I'm the puppet master telling him what to do. It's sort of like me watching him do it.
Van Sant's non-traditional approach to filmmaking and the final result may not be for everyone. Some audience members walked out of a screening of Last Days at the Seattle International Film Festival last month, and critical response was mixed when the movie premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. That's where Bob Burney bought the distribution rights. He hopes to sell Last Days with whatever kind of buzz or controversy it generates. Burney is known for successfully marketing such challenging films as Memento and The Passion of the Christ. Now he's launching a new distribution company called Picture House with Van Sant's Last Days. Of course, Burney says he wants the film to make money, but he's not banking on it.
We always hope that. As crass as it sounds, I mean, as a distributor, as a filmmaker, if you want to make other films and release other, yeah. I mean, I'm very realistic about the specific style of film he makes, and I know it's sort of risky, but you also have to, like, go for it.
That's pretty much how filmmaker Gus Van Sant feels, though he still acknowledges the pressure that comes with using an icon like Kurt Cobain as a template for artistic expression.
I guess the weight is, you know, this sort of bargain that you make where you want to be true to somebody's idea of their rock idol. But you already know going in that there's no way to really keep that under control or somehow not mess up with keeping the rock idol like clean in face of his audience. So you just go about your inspirations.
At the age of 52, Gus Van Sant says one of those just might have been thoughts of his own mortality. For NPR News, this is Andrea Shea.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.